Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
British authorities have launched an investigation into the recent cyber attacks that crippled websites in the US and South Korea, as the trail to find the perpetrator stretches around the world. On Tuesday, a Vietnamese security vendor said it had identified a master command and control server used to coordinate the denial of service attacks, which took down major US and South Korean government websites. But the master server isn't in the UK. It's in Miami, according to Tim Ray, one of the owners of Digital Global Broadcast, who spoke to IDG News Service on Tuesday evening, London time. The server belongs to Digital Latin America, or DLA, which is one of Digital Global Broadcast's partners. DLA encodes Latin American programming for distribution over IPTV-compatible devices, such as set-top boxes. New programs are taken from satellite and encoded into the proper format, then sent over VPN to the UK, where Digital Global Broadcast distributes the content. The VPN connection made it appear the master server belonged to Digital Global Broadcast when it's actually in DLA's Miami data center. Intel on Tuesday reported that its net income for the second fiscal quarter of 2009 dropped $2 billion U.S. dollars year over year because of the hefty fine imposed on the chipmaker by the European Commission. The EC fined Intel 1.06 billion euros, or 1.44 billion U.S. dollars, in May after finding it guilty of antitrust violations in the microprocessor market. Intel took a charge of $1.45 billion related to the fine. The EC accused Intel of anti-competitive behavior and using its market position to dominate the microprocessor space. The investigation focused around Intel giving rebates to computer manufacturers in return for them buying its microprocessors in bulk. Including the charge, Intel reported a net loss of $398 million. China has banned the use of shock therapy to treat internet addiction after its use at one hospital sparked nationwide controversy. The hospital drew wide media coverage in recent months after internet users, claiming to have received the treatment, wrote in blogs and forums about being tied down and subjected to shocks for 30 minutes at a time. A statement on the Chinese Health Ministry's website said the practice had no medical foundation and forbid its clinical use. The order banned the practice nationwide, but specifically mentioned the notorious hospital in eastern Shandong province. Sun Microsystems said it expects to report a sharp drop in sales for the June quarter as it prepares to put its planned acquisition by Oracle to a shareholder vote later this week. Revenue for Sun's fourth fiscal quarter ended June 30th is likely to be between $2.58 billion U.S. dollars and $2.68 billion, down from $3.78 billion in the fourth quarter last year, Sun said on Tuesday. Sun is due to report its full results no later than August 31st. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news in the world of technology.